Now, if you look anywhere in the Word, and if the Holy Spirit is helping you in your study, if He's leading you and guiding you, then you will find that it all, in one way or another, points back to Jesus.
Jesus is everything you need. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Jeremy Pearson shares an amazing study on who Jesus is. Learn firsthand what was done for you, what's now available to you, and how that changes everything.
Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Pearson, and I'm excited to be with you again today. Of course, if you've been with us all last week and so far this week, you know what we've been talking about. We have been talking about getting to know God. How do we fill in the blank? God is blank. Fill it in. And we've been filling it with love. We've been filling it with the goodness of God, the mercy of God. God is our helper. We spent the last 2 days just talking about the great help of the Holy Ghost. And of course, if you're not a stranger to the Believer's Voice of Victory, then you know these things get talked about on this broadcast a lot. With my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, they have been preaching these principles for 40 years, over 40 years. And so we are just jumping into the Word of God to see who He is. And one of the things that we started this whole study with was realizing that we can't fill in that blank any longer with what others have said about Him. We can't fill it in with other people's opinions and just accept that as, well, that must be it. You know, he's who He is, and she says that, and they said that. No, I want to know, and God wants to know who you say He is through your own personal experience with Him in His Word. Amen? So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to pray, then we're going to get right back into the Word of God, and we are going to have some fun today. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for what it means to us, that we have Your Word to stand on. We're not left to live alone, to fight alone, but we have the Word of God under our feet. We have it as a firm foundation. We thank You, Lord, for it. We come before You today boldly. We come before You today humbly. And we receive the help of the Holy Ghost that we may know and understand the things that we see in Your Word today. We give You praise and glory. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus, and everything He is to us and for us. We receive Him as Your gift to us. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. I want to talk in this session about my absolute favorite thing to talk about. As a matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, it's the only thing to talk about. And to be honest with you, it's not a thing at all. It's a person. It's a who. Who are we talking about? My absolute favorite person to talk about is Jesus. We are going to spend this session today talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the only thing to talk about. That's the only person to talk about. And if you're a minister watching these sessions, then you need to be aware that the subject of every message you ever preach from here on should be Jesus. The content of every message you ever preach should be Jesus. Now, if you look anywhere in the Word, and if the Holy Spirit is helping you in your study, if He's leading you and guiding you, then you will find that it all, in one way or another, points back to Jesus. Amen? That's what we're going to talk about. And the Lord dealt with me on some of these things not too long ago, in a time where I was just getting ready for a message, and it was one of those times where I could tell how hard I was working and not That's not a compliment to me either. That I was striving at something and trying to figure out, what am I going to say? I could talk about this. And I remember this one day in particular, I began to make notes for a message I was going to preach on a Sunday. And I made these notes and wrote them out, and I looked at it and I thought, that is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I know if I, the preacher, think it's boring, I can't wait to hear what these people think. So I went before the Lord and I was like, Lord, what? What is it? Where do we need to go? And I ended up going to a sermon that night, a service, I should say, where Sarah was preaching. My wife Sarah was ministering at our church, and I went and listened to her speak, and she ministered on thanksgiving. She ministered on coming before the Lord thankfully. And one of the things that Sarah does is every time she goes before God, no matter what it is, for what, in, does it just doesn't matter. She thanks God for Jesus every time. She says, thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus. And then she says, thank you, Lord, for the help of the Holy Spirit every time. And this is what I want to do today is develop our thankfulness and our awareness of Jesus and who He is and what He has done in our lives. Praise God. Here's what I want to do first of all. Well, I guess I should finish that story, huh? I sat in that message and heard what she said, and I went right home and I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me on the inside and say, Jeremy, go preach Jesus. And that's what I ended up doing. And to this day, that is one of my absolute favorite messages. And it just shows up in nearly everything I say and do. And so I thank God for it. And it all began with a really quick study in the book of Acts. So I'm going to read several scriptures to you. You don't have to look them up for the sake of time, but I do want you to write them down and go look later. Acts chapter 10, verse 42, it says, He ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all the living and the dead. In Acts 18, it says, when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Acts chapter 18 says, For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Let me read this last one to you. This is one you've heard before in Romans chapter 10. If you confess with your mouth, what? That Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus is everything to us. Jesus is the love of the Father extended towards us. Jesus is your healing. Jesus is your provision. He is your everything. Praise God for Jesus. That's who He is. And so much of the time, it's easy to get over into this thing. You hear a message like this and particularly the word of faith, this word that we preach. Romans chapter 10 says the word is near you, even in your mouth, the word of faith that we preach. And particularly when you hear a message that just stirs your faith, you hear what God has provided for you, you hear what God has done for you, and a lot of times you hear taking the steps of faith to appropriate it. If you're not watchful over that, Jesus said, take heed how you hear. You remember when he said that? In other words, pay attention to how you pay attention. Because if you listen to a message like that and at the end of the day all you see is dollar signs, then you miss the whole thing. If you listen to a message like that and all you see is what I can get and what I can have, yeah, that's a big part of it. God has given so much. But if that's all you hear, then you've missed it. And what has happened so much of the time is people have endeavored without realizing it to separate the revelation from the revealer, and you can't do it. You cannot do it and get God Bible results. You can't. When the revelation comes that God has provided for you, when the revelation comes that so many of you are walking in now that God has already provided healing for us, you cannot separate that revelation from the revealer. You cannot separate healing from the healer. Can you? And who is the healer? Jesus is the healer. When God gave you Jesus, He gave you healing. When God gave you Jesus, He gave you prosperity. When God gave you Jesus, He gave you victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't separate those two things. You can't separate victory from the one who gave it to you. You can't separate your provision from the provider, can you? No. So here's what I want to do. As we study who Jesus is, one of the best places I know of in all of Scripture is what the Spirit of God inspired Paul to write in the book of Colossians chapter 1. So let's turn there together. Colossians chapter 1, I want you to see this. Let's begin reading in verse 12. Now we're going to pick up here mid-sentence, and you can read the rest of that when you have more time. Just read down into verse 12. But let's read here verse 12. We're going to read several scriptures. This is one of the best descriptions of who Jesus is. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. I love it. God has qualified us. He qualified you. You didn't qualify you. You did not do anything to be qualified for this. He did it. He did it. Praise God. And when you believed in what He did, you were qualified to be a partaker of it. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. In whom? In who? In His Son. In Jesus. In whom we have redemption through His blood. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. The forgiveness of sins. He is the image. Who is the image? Jesus is. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. The Amplified Bible says that He is the visible image of the invisible God. How do we see an invisible God? I mean, that's what this whole study is about. That's what this whole book is about. Hello, My Name is God is a study in how we recognize God when we see Him. How do we see that? If God is invisible, how do you see an invisible God? You look at Jesus. Because Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. For by Him all things were created. By who? Jesus. By Him all things were created in heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible. I love that. I love that. Those are the two categories that Jesus is Lord over, the visible and the invisible. Now, if you can find something that exists outside of one of those two, then Jesus isn't Lord over it. But as long as it's either visible or invisible, Jesus is Lord. He's the Creator. Praise God. Visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. Through who? Jesus. For who? Jesus. I love it. It's like the Spirit of God is just getting carried away when He begins to talk about Jesus. Do you see that? Do you see how in love with Jesus the Holy Spirit is? Do you see how in love with Jesus the Father is? And when He gave you Jesus, He gave you that same love. He is that in love with you. Praise the Lord. He is before all things. In Him all things consist. He is, who is? Jesus is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. Who is the beginning? Jesus is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. Now, what does this word preeminence mean? Very simply, it means first place. It means first in line. Now, if you are the first in line, then is there anyone in front of you? No. Everything else is behind you. And if Jesus is first, if he has the preeminence and He is first place, first in line, is there anyone in front of Him? No, there is not. Is there anyone higher than Him? No. Is there anyone greater? No. Everything else, everyone else takes their place in line behind Jesus who has preeminence. Amen? So this is a beautiful, masterful description of who Jesus is. Now you take all of that and you fast forward, let's go just down just a few verses. Let's read verse 24 down for the next several verses. He says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you. That word sufferings just simply means persecution. Paul is saying, I'm persecuted over this message of Jesus that I'm preaching. And I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the church. And when you read that, you got to be watchful because he says, I'm filling up in my flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Now, let me ask you something. Is there something that Jesus left out on the cross? No, there is not. There is nothing He missed. There is no sickness He missed, no disease He missed, no poverty He missed. Everything that would come against you in this life, Jesus took for you and I on the cross. So that must not be what He's referring to. When you study this word sufferings, you're going to find out that whenever He mentions this, it's never connected to the suffering talking about what Jesus did on the cross. What Jesus did on the cross was final, it was complete, and it was perfect. There's nothing missing in it. Amen? When He talks about this suffering, He's talking about persecution. The only thing Jesus didn't take for you was the persecution. And Jesus Himself even said, look, you're going to be persecuted. He said, when the world hates you, you need to know this, or you need to remind yourself that it hated me first. That's what Jesus said. He said, if the world loved you, it's because they love their own. But if they hate you, it's because they hate me. I like to say it like this. If the world hates you, it's because you look like him. But if the world loves you, it's because you look like them. So that helps put it in perspective, doesn't it? The suffering he's talking about is persecution. And I like what he says here. I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. Did you realize that there's a persecution that I can take or you can take, that we can do this for each other? The best example I know of this is my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria. When I say the best example, the one I know personally. Man, they have taken heat for all of the body of Christ, and I can say with assurance, very boldly and yet very humbly, that they have preached things and walked in a way for over 40 years, and they have taken persecution for it. But I look back and I recognize that I am able to say and preach and do the things I do today because they went ahead and did it, because they plowed the ground, because they dug through. And I'll never forget the time I was sitting at a minister's conference, and I was with a group of pastors, and I was actually one of the younger guys there. I wasn't speaking, just attending. And one of the pastors was sitting there talking, and as some of these guys do, it's really great. They talk about all the stuff they've been through, and man, we went through this, and we went through that, and it was hard, and it was tough, and it was for a lot of people. The generations before mine, man, they have been through some stuff, let me tell you. But he said in this conversation that I was having with this pastor, he said, you know, we went through all this and you young guys have it easy. And I'm the first to tell you, man, there's a lot of things that my generation has very easy. There are some things that come easy to us, but I recognize why. It's because men and women of God, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, generations before me, got a hold of the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and preached it in the face of adversity. Preached it when it wasn't popular. They lived it. They lived it when they got paid nothing for it. Praise God, they did it, and they plowed ground and they made a way so young guys like me could come along and I wouldn't have to endure the things they did. But at the same time, and I said this to this pastor sitting here, I said, Pastor, I appreciate everything you guys have done, but I want to know, what is it I'm supposed to dig for? I know that me and my generation, we are supposed to be living a life, persevering and pushing through and pioneering new ground. Why? For the sake of the ones coming behind me. Because there are people maybe being born right now who are called to preach the gospel. And if there's something that I can do under the help and leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit, regardless of the persecution I face, if there's something I can do to make a way for them, you better believe I'm going to do that. And that's what we're doing right now. We are learning our assignment. My wife Sarah and I are busy learning what it is God has called us to do, and we'll do it at any price, knowing that the ultimate price has already been paid by Jesus. So you see, this is what the Apostle Paul is talking about. In verse 25, he says, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Now he's getting ready to tell you what this mystery is, but I want you to see what he said. He said, God willed to make this known to you. When we fill in the blank, God is blank, you can't fill it in with a God who's hiding things from you and trying to keep things away from you. Listen to the Bible. It says God willed, or in other words, this is the will of God for you, man, that you would know the mystery. It's a mystery hidden for you, not from you. What is the mystery? The mystery is this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery that God wanted to make known, and it was his will that you and I know it and live it and believe it and speak it and let it be everything that flows out of our life. The will of God for our lives is this, that we know this: Christ Jesus, the anointed one, his anointing is in you. That's the will of God for you. that you know, that you know, that you know that He's living in you. Who is living in you? Jesus is living in you. Everything you just read about Him, His redemption, His creative power, everything that was to Him, through Him, for Him, by Him, it's all in you. Christ in you. That's the hope of the glory of God. And I, when I read this, I have to read down into the next verse, verse 28, and it says this, Him we preach. Who Him? Jesus Him. Who do we preach? We preach Jesus. That's the assignment on my life. That's the assignment on my ministry. That's the assignment on the book I've written, on every teaching I ever do. The Lord has said to me, Jeremy, preach Jesus. And I don't care if you're in the Old Testament or New Testament, all of it points to Jesus. Him we preach. Let me read this to you out of the Amplified Translation. There's a very important statement here, and I'll begin to wrap it up with this. He says, Him we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. When you preach Jesus, you are preaching comprehensive insight into God Himself. When you live Jesus, when you look at Jesus, you are looking into God Himself. Hebrews chapter 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, lay aside the sin, lay aside the weight, and fix your eyes on Jesus. When your eyes are on Jesus, they are not on your sin. When your eyes are on your forgiver, then you realize you've been forgiven. You have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of your sins. Father, today we are so thrilled and so excited to know that Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our healing. Jesus is our provision. He is everything we'll ever need, and we glorify You through Him. Thank You, Father, for Your Son, Jesus. With our attention, our eyes, all of our focus, we place it on Jesus right now. And Jesus, You said in the Word, where You are lifted up, You would draw all men to You. We are drawn to You as You are lifted in our lives. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
It's so easy to love versus the opposite. It's simple. It's without trying. It's just in you.
Giving up your very life, or giving up what you want in life for someone else. You get rid of self and you take on the form of a servant to another person, and you truly become the lover.
Who is God to you? An awesome force that demands obedience? An intimidating authority eager to punish? Or a loving Father who wants the best for your life? All the mystery, myths, and confusion about who God is can leave you uncertain. The Discovering God package, featuring Jeremy Pearson's innovative book, Hello, My Name is God, and Sarah Hart Pearson's musical devotion, Love Songs for the King, is a book and CD set that reintroduces God's relationship with us. Together, Jeremy and Sarah Pearson's minister out of their desire to see everyone come to know the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. Jeremy's groundbreaking book, Hello, My Name is God, reveals God's desire to know you personally and how God wants you to know Him intimately. So I stand in awe of You, the way for me. The Discovering God package is designed so that you can know God by experiencing Him for yourself. Order the Discovering God package today for only $15. This package includes Jeremy Pearson's new book, Hello, My Name is God, and Sarah Pearson's new praise and worship CD, Love Songs for the King. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org or call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. See God in a new and personal way. Order your Discovering God package today.
you will never discover God by looking anywhere other than Jesus. Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. And with our eyes firmly fixed on Him, we see the plan, the will of God for all men, for all time. Praise God. Now, every good thing that He has is in Jesus. Now, I want to ask you something. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Him as your Lord? Do you know Him as your Savior? Have you prayed this prayer with anyone before? Have you ever said out loud, Jesus, be the Lord of my life? If you haven't, then this is the beginning. And you and I are going to do that right now. Do this with me. If you've never prayed this prayer before, pray it right now. Say, oh God in heaven, I come before You in the name of Jesus. And I ask You to forgive me of my sins, cleanse me, and make me new. I receive the precious blood of Jesus washed over me. Jesus, You are my Lord. Jesus, You are my Savior. Come and make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth that God raised Him from the dead, you are saved. I didn't make it up. God said it. And if you prayed that prayer, then what I want you to do is let this ministry know, number one, so we can just rejoice with you and just go crazy with you, because it's the best day of your life, man, so far. And when you let us know that you made that decision, we want to do something. My grandparents want to send you for free, absolutely free, 5 little books and a brochure just to help you get started reading your Bible, just to help you get started praying and hearing from God. Man, these little things will help you in your walk with the Lord. And you need to be reading your Bible. You need to be in the Word of God, because there's life there. Jesus said, my words are spirit, and they are truth, and there's life in what He says. And whatever Kenneth Copeland Ministries can do to help you, we want to do it. Call us and ask for our magazine. We send out a free magazine. It's a beautiful magazine. It'll come to your house absolutely free every month, and it's all there to help you grow in the Word and develop your relationship with God, and you're going to be blessed by it. I know you will. Thank you for joining us in these broadcasts. I'm going to see you again tomorrow. I've got a special surprise for you again on Friday. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same: God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today, The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon.